continuing in middle of Hilchas Tfilas HaMincha, Halacha Zayin, in middle of Ois Tzadik. Avol Hashem Yisporach Bo'oitzem Rachmov Mo'oid. However, Hashem, with His tremendous kindness, Kasher Ikeim Espiv, At Shehuchrach Levorchom, when Hashem twisted Bilam's mouth, where Bilam couldn't curse the Jews, but rather had to say a bracha, Posach Tekev B'tchilas HaBrocha, Matoivo Yalecha Yaakov Mishkanoisech Yisrael. What did Bilam open up with? How good are the tents of Yaakov, the Mishkans of Yisrael. Shehuma Shekosav Nuleil. This is what we spoke about a little bit earlier. Shebekoyach Ho'oholim HaGdoishim V'amishkanois Shel Yaakov Yisrael, Shehem HaBotechneisiois U'botemidroshois Shel HaTzadik Eyemes, Shehem B'chinas Mikdosh Ma'at, that it's with the power of the holy tents and dwellings of Klal Yisrael, which means the shuls, the Botei Chneisiyos and Botei Midroshos, the learning centers of the true tzaddikim, which are the Mikdash Ma'ats of today, through that, Bilam will not be able to swallow the Jewish people, to destroy the Jewish people. Because it's through these learning centers that Klal Yisrael will be zoche to be mezgaber against Bilam, against the Sitra Achra, with the help of the true tzaddikim of each and every generation. V'sehu, now Rav Nosson Zal continues in the words of Bilam there. Kenecholim nitoyu. V'dor shurazal, and the Gemara darshans on that pasuk. Ma necholim, ma l'nesoda mituma l'tara. Just like a stream elevates a person from impurity to purity, Af habotei midroshois malin mitum alatara. So too these oihole Yaakov and Mishkanos Yisrael also will elevate the Jewish people from tuma to tahara. Hainu kanal, as we said earlier. Vizehu kiganois alei nohor. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on these three words quite a bit. The pasuk says they're like gardens that are right next to a river. Ze bechinas mashnizbar leil. This goes back to what we explained earlier. Sheikar tikun habeis hamedrish. Shehu bechinas mikdash ma'at. Humasheshom mizkaptsin kol hanekudois toivois. Vechol his oirus toiv shel kol echod. Afilu shel agruah shebegruim. We explained earlier that the main effectiveness of that base medrash, the mikdash mat, is the fact that into there are gathered all the good points and all the inspiration and motivation of each and every single Jew. Afilu shel hagruah shebegruim, even the worst of the worst. Ki betoich haklal hakoil mitzdarif yachad v'nechshav etzlo yisborach. Because when it's mixed in with a lot of good, even when we take some bad people and mix them in with a lot of good, then that mixture is very special to Hashem. Ki kein kel kabir lo yimas. Because the pasuk says in Eov, and the Gemara in Brachas mentions this very emphatically, Hashem never rejects a group. He doesn't despise a group. When a person is part of a group, that gives him a tremendous edge on that, even if he's not that good, being able to have his tefillah and his avoda accepted together with the others. Ad shenechshav lisarusa delesato, to the point where that person's minimum effort, when it gets put together with the other people's tefillahs and mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, it's all considered isarusa delesato. Iker hatikun, and we said that isarusa delesato is one of the most important things that's needed for the tikun. Ki Hashem yisporach metzapa lezeh ma'oid, because Hashem anxiously awaits this. V'tekef mesoyer isarusa deleilo lesayim kanal, and as soon as there's a flow of isarusa delesato coming from below, Hashem responds immediately with isarusa deleilo, with a flow from above. Kishom bebeis hamedrash bechinas habeis mikdash misvaid umisyachad biyichud sholem venifla isarusa delesato imisarusa delela. Because in this base hamedrash of the tzaddik, which is referred to as a mikdash maat, That's where there is joined together and unified with a real unification, incredible unification, the Isarusa de Lesato and the Isarusa de Leila, the flow from below and the flow from above. And now Rav Nosson Zal goes back. Vezeh b'chinas keginoy salei nohor. This is why the pasuk compares it specifically to gardens that are right near the riverbed. Kemoy gan shetzimchim boy peiros shehu etzel hanor. These botei medrash of the tzaddikim are compared to these gardens that have fruits growing in them, which are right near a river. Shetekev kishezoyrin boy. Where as soon as you plant in this garden, immediately the waters of the river nourish the plants and everything and get them to grow quickly and well. Which is not the case in other gardens, that when you plant in them, shetzrichin lahamtin ad yashkif Hashem mishamayim lohirad alem gishmei brocha latzmichom, where the person has to wait and hope until Hashem will have rachmonis and send rains that'll bring a blessing, you know, to get the plants to grow. Kemoy kein mamish heim habotech neisiyos ubotem idroshes shel Yisrael. So too are the synagogues and the learning centers of the Jews. Shekol hatfilois vahatoirois vahavoidois sheoisim behiskashrus hakibutz hakodesh shebebotei kneisis ubotem idroshes, whereby all the tfilois and the learning and the mitzvahs which are done when the person is attached to the group, the holy group that is found in these shuls and learning centers, nimshach aleihem miyad mehanor hayotze me'eden hashkes hasagan, they receive immediately irrigation from that river that comes forth from Gan Eden toward the garden, lahatzmichom ulegadel peroseim mehera, to help the produce there, the fruits and everything in that garden grow quickly and well. Ki b'chinas haysarusa d'leilo yoyred aleihem miyad. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, whereas when an individual person does a mitzvah or says a tefillah on his own, he has to hope that that gets upstairs and that it's examined and that it's accepted. And then hopefully at some point after that, Hashem is going to respond. Whereas Rav Nosson Zal emphasizes, when a person is zocher to be part of the kibbutz hakodesh, he's part of the beis knesses and beis medrash of the tzaddik, his tefillah, his Torah, his mitzvah gets put in together with the total package there. And when it comes up, when it's sent up that way, when the tzaddik emes sends up a package coming from his kibbutz, from a gathering of many of his students or his constituents, that package is received very warmly by Hashem, and the Isarusa de Leila comes immediately and powerfully. Ki hayichud v'ha'hisvadus shel Isarusa de Lesato humamish kemo itzmichas peiros hagina. Now Rav Nosson Zal wants to sharpen this a little, and he says that this union, this coming together of the Isarusa de Lesato, is exactly like the example of the fruit of the garden growing. Even though Hashem creates everything and Hashem sustains everything, Hashem has created all the fruit trees, all the stuff that grows from the ground, all the plants, everything. Afal pikein boro ha'olam b'hanhoga kazois shehahechrich shehaodom yachroish v'yizra ha'oretz vagina. Hashem designed the world in such a way that the person must first plow the earth and plant, v'acharkach humoyred aleim geshem en hashamayim, and after that Hashem sends rain down from the heavens. And it's through this combination of the effort, the man-made effort from below, the plowing the earth and the planting and all the things that need to be done to prepare the earth, and then Hashem responds with a flow of rain, that's how all the fruit and vegetation grows. V'chol zehu machmas shekol ma shebo ilam hakol nivra b'shvil ha'olam abal b'chira. And the reason why it works this way is because everything was created for the sake of man, who has free choice. She'ikar gdulos soyu machmas b'china hanal b'china sesarusa delasata shetoloi ba'odam abal b'chira daiko shebishvil ilam nivra koil. And again, the greatness of man, what's so significant about man is the fact that by man is the one who can generate isarusa de lasato. He can show personal initiative, which is dependent on a human being who has free choice, for whom everything was created. The entire creation was for his sake. V'alkein kol hadvorim shebo ilam hakol tzrichim el ha'odom shi'asik b'tikunam. And it's for this reason that everything that Hashem created requires human intervention, human involvement, in order for it to get to its full tikun. K'moshom razal al posuk asher boro elikim la'asos. Like the Gemara says, on the final posuk of creation, where the posuk says Hashem created everything, to make. And the Gemara says that Hashem created everything for man to complete. Hashem created wheat and things like that for man, for human beings to process it and turn it into bread. Ukemoi shebeinyan hatzmochim shel haganois. And just like when it comes to the vegetation that grows in gardens, lifamim, at times, afal pi shezoirin, even though the person plants, einom tzoimchim, sometimes nothing is produced from it. It does not grow. Or their growth is delayed because there's been a delay in the rainfall. Whereas when Hashem gives the rain at its right time, then everything takes off right away. All of that vegetation and plants and trees, all of it starts growing immediately.
The
same exact thing is how things work when it comes to the Isarusa de Lasata and Isarusa de Leila. Lifamim, kishein Isarusa de Lasata koroi, misakev hashpo asoir hoelyoim. Sometimes, when the Isarusa de Lasato wasn't done properly or fully, then the Isarusa de Leila ends up being delayed, and the flow of heavenly light, which is supposed to help the person, doesn't really flow in its full sense or properly. And then, if the person isn't really solid in his mindset, the person can fall, can have a fall because of this. That they put in some effort, nothing happened, nothing came of it. And sometimes the Isarusa de Leila will come immediately, just like in the case of the plants and the vegetation. Sometimes that rain will come right away, right after they finish planting.
Avol bekoyach hatzadikim hoamitim al yedei shenichlolim ba'kibbutz hakodesh shel habeis hamedrash shelahem.
However, with the help of the true tzadikim, by a person being zeichet to join and become part of their holy kibbutz in their beis hamedrash, azay mischazek tomid b'chol ma she'over olav b'koyach hasiyud l'leila, that person is always able to get the encouragement that they need and the motivation and inspiration to hang on with the help that they get from above. Shehu b'chinas isarusa d'leila she'yored olav miyad, which is the isarusa d'leila that comes immediately when a person is zocher to be part of that kibbutz hakodesh. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, kaganoi salei nohor, that those who are part of the ohole Yaakov and mishkanois Yisrael, they are like gardens that are right near the river. Sheinam tzrichem lahamten al hagshamim, they don't have to wait for rain. Ki hanohor samoch alei miyad, because the river is right there. And the river is able to provide the irrigation that they need.
So too, in our example, in the tents and dwellings of the tzaddik,
Samoch v'koroiv moed ha'isarusa deleila lebchinas ha'isarusa delesato. The isarusa deleila is immediate to the isarusa delesato lesayoi b'chol ois lehisazei tomed, to assist the person with all kinds of strength to be able to hang in there and to be able to keep going. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the haftorah that's read on fast days, which he touched on earlier, and now he's going to go into it a little bit more. V'zeh shechizei kanovias Yisrael shiyashuvu. And this is where the Navi gives Klal Yisrael encouragement to return to Hashem. Kemo shekosuv b'haftoras dirshu Hashem. As we find in the haftorah that we read on fast days. Dirshu Hashem b'imotzoi. Shemezarzom u'mechazkom shom mo'oid mo'oid shiyashuvu l'Hashem. Af imchotu kamoi shechotu, whereby the Navi encourages Klal Yisrael to return to Hashem, even if we've sinned, no matter how terribly we've sinned. Kamoi shekosu shom, as the pasuk says there, Yazoiv rosho darkoi veish oven machshevoiso veyoshoi velashem veirachamehu veelolikenu kiar belisloyach. Let the rosho leave his old ways. And ish oven, a person who's been doing all kinds of bad things, let him leave his thoughts and return to Hashem, and Hashem will have pity on them, and Hashem will forgive. Hashem has a lot of forgiveness. And the pasuk continues, ki loy machshevoisai machshevoisechem. Hashem says, because my thoughts are not your thoughts. I don't think like you. The levels of kindness that exist by me, kindness and forgiveness, are billions of times more than you could ever imagine. Ki atem choishvim hisrachkus chas v'shom, v'ani roitze rak lekarev. Because Hashem says, you think that I'm pushing you away. You think that you're very far from me because of all your sins. And I only want to bring you close. Ukomei shapirish rashi shom, as Rashi Kodesh says on the pasuk there in the Navi. V'omar shom, the pasuk says there in the Haftorah, ki ko'oretz toitzi tzimcha, v'chagano zeruheo tatzmiach, because just like the earth, when it gives forth its vegetation, and like the garden, when the seeds that are planted in it sprout forth, kein Hashem elokeinu yatzmiach, so too Hashem will bring us up, will elevate us like this vegetation. Hainu kanal, this is like what we said before. Shehoidiyom, the Navi informed them, ki rabim rachmov mo'oid shiashpialim siur de la'elo b'chines esirusa de la'elo la'atzmichom tekev, that Hashem has a multitude of kindness, that Hashem can shine down on us heavenly support and heavenly assistance in the form of esirusa de la'elo, to help us, to help those plants grow immediately, to help those seeds produce right away. As the pasuk continues there, ki kasher yered hageshem vasheleg min hashamayim, because just like the rain and snow come down from heaven, kein Hashem alekecha, so too Hashem will assist you. Hainu kanal, as we said before, again, that the rain and snow are examples of esarusa deleila. And that when a person is zeicher to be part of the kibbutz hakodesh of a tzaddik, he's zeicher to be part of that beis knesses, beis hamedrash, then the isarusa deleila comes quick and strong. Rakoiker sheyeh eize isarusa delesata. However, it's critical that there be some initiative from below, some isarusa delesata, bechinas, as the haftorah begins over there. Dirshu Hashem behimotzoi. Seek out Hashem when Hashem is available, when Hashem is to be found. So we see that there is some effort required on the part of the person to be a seeker, to be from the Dorshe Hashem. V'hoiker bekoyach Rosh Hashanah v'aseres yimei tshuva. And Rav Nosson Zal says that the best time for this, the most appropriate time for this, is Rosh Hashanah and Aseres Yimei Tshuva. K'mo shomer Hazal, as the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches, Al Posuk Zeh, on the Posuk Dirshu Hashem Behimotzoi, seek out Hashem when Hashem is available. When is Hashem most available? The Gemara says, Aseres Yimei Tshuva. V'zeh Shesiyim Shom, and this is why the Haftorah concludes over there. U'benei Hanechor Hanilvim Al Hashem, and those who have become estranged, who now are coming forward to try to join Hashem,
V'haviyoisim el harkochi v'simachtem b'veis tfilosi. I will bring them to my holy mountain, and I'll give them joy in my house of prayer.
Ki hakol b'koyach habeis tfilo shubchinas habeis hamedrash u'mikdash ma'at.
Because all of this happens especially in the beis hamedrash of the tzaddik, in the beis tfilo, which is that mikdash ma'at.
Now Rav Nosson Zal continues, going back to the words of Bilam HaRosha. I believe that that's where this is from.
Ka'aholim nota Hashem,
like sweet-smelling spices that Hashem has planted.
Shehim b'chinas besamim yekorim.
Aholim refers to very expensive perfumes like.
Zehu b'chinas nirdi nosan rechoy, hanemar al maiso ego.
This refers to the pasuk Nirdi Nosan Rechoy from Shir HaShirim, which is said regarding when the Jews worship the Egel HaZohov, that normally we would think that that would give a horrible stench, a terrible smell in the eyes of Hashem, you know, the horrible sins of the Jewish people. But Moshe Rabbeinu, the true tzaddik, was able to get Klal Yisrael to do tshuva and to turn things around, where not only did it not make the Jews look bad in the eyes of Hashem, but he turned it around with their tshuva, where they became even closer to Hashem than before that act.
Sherotza Bilam lesgaber chas v'shalom b'koyach zeh.
Bilam wanted to use this against us. The fact when he turned to face the desert to try to remind Hashem of the terrible things that Klal Yisrael did in the desert. They worshipped the Egel HaZohov.
Avol Hashem Yisporach kvar hikdim refuah.
However, Hashem already prepared the cure, the antidote to this.
Umoch Elohim, and Hashem forgave the Jews for that.
Ad shenemar olov, to the point where the pasuk says, Nirdi nosan rechoy.
Nirdi, their yerida, their foul-smelling item, nosan rechoy, gave forth a good aroma, a sweet smell.
And the Gemara says, Ozav loinemar, it doesn't say that they lost their sweet smell, Ela nosan, but rather that it gave forth a good smell.
Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Tav Peches.
Umuvan betvorav zal, Bahatoira tiku gimel, and as is explained in Rabbeinu Zal's words, in Likutei Moran Tanina, in the third tiku, which is chapter 8 in Likutei Moran.
Le'inyin shehat tzadik, Yochel Hoychiach es Yisrael Bekoil Koze Shubchinas Koiloi Shel Moshe,
where there Rabbein Azal speaks about the fact that the tzaddik has the ability to reprimand the Jewish people using the voice of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shaydeze Yahafoich Avoinoiseim Lizechuyois, and he has the ability to turn around our sins to become actual merits for us, actual pluses, stars. To the point where all of our sins should become turned around, should have their signs reversed on them. Instead of being a minus sign, it becomes a plus, and give forth a sweet aroma.
This
is what the pasuk says,
Ka'aholim nota Hashem,
v'zehu ka'arozim alei moim.
These are in the words of Bilam again.
Bechinas koyach hatzadik shenikra erez asher balvonoin. Bechinas tzadik atoma yifroch keres balvon yizke.
We know that the erez, the cedar tree, symbolizes the tzadik.
So the pasuk says, ka'arozim aleimoyim, that in the schus of the tzadikim, ke'oholim not Hashem, the sins of the Jews are able to be turned around. He's able to be machzer the yidden b'tshuva on such a level where their sins get turned around to mitzvahs, to zechuyos, and they give forth a beautiful perfume smell.
Ki hakoil b'koychoy hanal,
because everything is with the koyach of the tzaddik.
Paragraph tzaddik aleph.
V'zeh b'chinas bereishis beis reishis. And this is the interpretation of the first word in the Torah, Bereishis, Bor Elokim es Hashemayim. The Meforshim bring that the word Bereishis is Beis Reishis, two beginnings.
Reishis, Bechinas Birur HaMachshavo, Shiach Chochma Shebemoyach, Shenikra Reishis,
Bechinas Reishis Chochma.
The word Reishis
refers to machshava, the moyach, chachma, which is called reishis, as the pasuk says, reishis chachma yiras Hashem. And we're talking about birur hamachshava, which means the ability to separate the bad thoughts from the good thoughts and eliminate the bad thoughts and try to stick only to good thoughts. Sheikar bria soilam shedoyme lebayis kmo yishom razal hu bishvil birur hamachshava, whereby the main creation of the world which is compared to the letter bays, like to a bias, or the letter bays, is for the sake of birur hamachshava, lahagbira yitzatoiv al yitzahara, shehu lahagbira hamachshava is toivos lamachshava is rois, for man to do battle against their bad thoughts and be able to have the good thoughts overcome and replace the bad thoughts. Shehem Iker Hayitzrin. That's the essence of the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. That's what it's all about. The source of it is in the mind. Shaydezeh Nivne Beis Hakdusha. That's how we build the house of holiness. Bechinas Beis Hamikdash. Al Yidei Shemiskaptzim Lashom Berur Hamachshavos Toivos Mitoy Charois. By gathering into that place, into that learning center, into that shul, gathering into there the good thoughts that have been separated from the bad thoughts. Shezeh Iker Habirur. That's the main selection process. That's the main refinement that has to be done within the realm of Kedusha. It all begins there. It begins in thought. This process of being able to make that fine distinction between good thoughts and bad thoughts, and to be able to reject the bad thoughts and hold on to the good ones. Ki kula b'machshava is bariru. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, everything gets filtered and sorted out in machshava. And this is what Rabbeinu Zal says there in chapter 49 in Likutei Moran, the Torah that this whole halacha is based on. Bereishis, Beis Reishis. Rabbeinu Zal there expounds on this that the word Bereishis is made up of two words. Beis Reishis. Two beginnings. Two Rosh Hashanahs. Shehem Nisan v'Tishrei, which are the month of Nisan and the month of Tishrei, especially Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Ki b'Nisan v'Tishrei nivnu habatim l'kedusha. Because we know that it's during these 2 months that the biases of Kedusha were built, the two biases. Ki b'Nisan nigmar v'neschanei hamishkan. Because we know on Rosh Chodesh Nisan is when the Mishkan was completed and it was initiated. The initiation ceremony with the Shmoyne Miluim began from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. U'betishrei ha-beis ha-mikdash. And it was during the month of Tishrei that the Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo HaMelech was initiated. Shehem Iker ha-batim de-gdusha she-klulim mebchinas beis-ilo beis-etato. They represent the true batim of Kedusha, which are the combination of the upper bias and lower bias. She-iker binyonam v'kiyumam. Where the way to build them and the way to sustain these biases is through the battle of machshava, by being able to see to it that the machshava is toiva is should win out against the machshava is rois, shezeh b'chinas reishis kanal. That's also reishis. That the biases are dependent on the reishis. The biases are dependent on machshava, reishis chachma. Ki Nisan v'Tishrei heim yimei tshuva, k'mo shekosov shom, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Torah Mem Tes and the Likutei Moran that the months of Nisan and Tishrei are days of tshuva. We know, I believe it's the Bnei Yisochar that brings, on the pasuk HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim, that the month of Nisan will be to you the first of the months. So he translated, he interprets it, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, this month of Nisan will be for you Rosh Chodeshes. You know, every day of Nisan is considered like a Rosh Chodesh, which is Zman Kapor L'chol Tadoisim. It's a time of tshuva. She'ikra tshuva al-idei she'magbir ha-machshava yistoy v'yisal ha-rois. Bebchinas yazev rosh ha-darkoi v'yishov en machshava yisov v'yashev el-Hashem v'rechameyo. And we know that the main tshuva is for a person to be zeichet, to see to it that the good thoughts should replace the bad thoughts. As the Pasuk says in the Haftorah on the fast day, yazev rosh ha-darkoi, the rosh will go away from his evil ways, Ve'ish ov and machshavoisov, and the bad people will leave their thoughts. Ve'yoshev el Hashem rechamim, and return to Hashem, and Hashem will have rachmonis. Ve'alkein oz benisan v'tishrei ikar tikan ha-kibbutz tedusha. And Rav Nosson Zal says, it's for this reason that in the months of Nisan and Tishrei, those are the times of the main tikkun of the gathering of Kedusha, the gatherings of Klal Yisrael. Ki b'Rosh Hashanah hakol miskaptzim el tzadik yemes. On Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, is when all Jews gather to the true tzadikim. V'oz toiken b'shoifer. Then we shuv b'shvil kibbutz hanidochem liYerushalayim b'beis hamikdash. And on Rosh Hashanah is when we blow the shoifer, heralding that we want to gather in all the people that are far away to bring them to Yerushalayim, to bring them to the Beis Hamikdash. K'mo shekosu v'hoya b'yom ahu yitoka b'shoifer godol uvo'u ho'ovdim me'eretz Ashur v'anidochem me'eretz Mitzrayim. That v'ishtachavu l'Hashem bar ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim, they'll all gather to Hashem and bow to Hashem in Yerushalayim. U'kod Moshem espal amoz al zeh, as we daven on Rosh Hashanah, tka b'shoifer godo l'cheruseinu, v'soneis l'kabetz kol yoseinu. Right? That's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. V'nisan hu roish l'regolim. And Nisan, we know, is the beginning of the holidays. That's when we kick off the year of Jewish holidays. Ki kol horigolim heim zechel yitzias Mitzrayim shoya b'Nisan. Because all the major holidays, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, are all to memorialize leaving Mitzrayim, which was on Pesach, which was in Nisan. Uborigolim nitztavinu la'alois el habeis hamikdash. And what are we instructed to do on these holidays? To go up to the Beis Hamikdash. Nimtza shegam oz hu bechinas kibbutz shemiskaptzim lalois regulars of Beis Hamikdash. So we see that Nisan also is a kibbutz. It's a time of gathering, of Klal Yisrael gathering to be oila regel to the Beis Hamikdash. Interesting that some of the elders in Chassidei Breslov, Rav Michal Zichron Evrocha, Rav Moshe Burstein Zichron Evrocha, started about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, going to Uman on for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in addition to going for Rosh Hashanah, going a second time in the year on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, for Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which also happens to be the birthday of Rabbeinu Zal. And the Gemara says that there were 10 crowns that came down on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It's a very, very special day. But here in this previous paragraph, Rav Nosson Zal is showing us that Nisan and Tishrei are the real Tikkun HaKibbutz Tikdusha. And we know Rosh Chodesh Nisan is also a Rosh Hashanah. It's called Rosh Hashanah LeMelachim. V'alkein heim bechinas bereishis, beis reishis kanal. And it's for this reason that this, it's the concept of these two reishises. Shebishvil zeh boro lekim es hashemayim v'haaretz, for which Hashem created heaven and earth. Ki hakol nivra bishvil ha'odom habal b'chira shemagbira yetzatov al yetzara. Everything was created for the sake of man who has free choice, who is the one who sees to it that his Yetzer, who's supposed to see to it that his Yetzer Tov should overcome the Yetzirah. V'ikra Yitzrin heima machshavos kanal. And as we said before, the main battles, the battle of the bulge between the two Yetzers is in the mind. That's the most important place. V'zeh b'chinas b'chochma yibone bayis. And this is why the pasuk says, with chochma, you build a house. She'ikar binyan habayis tikdusha huayidei chochma shebamoyach shubira hamachshav kanal. The main construction of the bayis of kedusha is dependent on chochma, machshava, tikkun hamachshava. Paragraph tzadik beis. This is why the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos in the first chapter, yihi beischa beisvad lachachomim. Your home should be a gathering place, a meeting place for Chachamim. Rav Nosson Zal says, She'ikar kviyas beischa yihyeh ha-beisvad la-chachamim. This means, you know where you should make your bayis? You know where you should make your residence? You know where you should hang out? By the beisvad la-chachamim. She'bemokoyim sha-chachamim amitiyim izvadim, the place where the true Chachamim gather together, she'hem ha-tzadikim v'ha-ksherim, which means the tzaddikim and those who are attached to them, or those who are trying to become attached to them, the religious people who are fighting this battle of machshava, who are trying to be careful to avoid machshavas rois and only have machshavas toivois, sherak heim nikroim chachamim amitiim. Those are the true chachamim. A chacham hamiti is not a person who invents a computer or something like that. The chacham who amiti is the one who's zeicha to have a pure mayach, who's zeicha to be able to eliminate all the bad thoughts and see to it that his mind only dwells on good, pure thoughts. Ubemokim shehem mizvadim, rak shom yeh beis chuknal. And where those kind of people gather together, that should be your place. That should be your home. Vizev hevim esavik bafaragleim. And this is why the Mishnah continues, and you should roll in the dust of their feet. Shatatzorech leshaber menios rabois. The person has to break many obstacles, overcome many obstacles. Ulehisabek bafaragleim, and roll in the dust of their feet. In order to come close to these true tzaddikim through obstacles and difficulties, mamish pain. Because it is impossible for a person to really come close to the Kedusha without overcoming many obstacles. As Dovid HaMelech said in chapter 119 of Tehillim, Toivli ki unesi leman elmat chukecha. It's good for me, it was good for me that I suffered in order to learn your teachings. Ki ikr tikun hachuvo lakoil hualidei b'chinas habeisvad lachachomim. Because the main tikun of tshuva for all of Klal Yisrael is through this beisvad lachachomim, shehu b'chinas kedushas habeis hamikdash v'nal, which is the holiness of the beis hamikdash, which is today the botei knesiois and botei midroshois of the true tzaddikim.